Today's country and your all-time favorites. 95-1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen and joining me here in the bullpen this morning. Joining us from Iowa State Patrol, Trooper Tom Williams joining us this morning. Tom, thanks for joining me today.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And we are getting closer and closer to Memorial Day weekend, which is, I assume with you guys, probably one of the busiest weekends ahead here for summertime.
It is absolutely going to be busy. We got a lot of troopers working the roads this weekend. This holiday weekend, kicks off the 100 deadliest days of summer.
100 deadliest days. So kind of elaborate on this, how you guys, you know, kind of factor this all in, and what should we kind of expect going into this holiday weekend?
Well, it also overlaps our Click It and Ticket campaign, which started May 22nd, goes through June 4th. We are seeing a decrease in seatbelt use, and we are seeing an increase in the number of fatalities that involve unbelted people.
Okay.
So we're going to be focusing on the occupant restraints, as well as the distracted drivers and impaired drivers.
It's kind of a few things that you guys are going to be looking for here going into this weekend, besides the seat belts there, some other things you'll be focused on as well, kind of the obvious ones.
Right, the distracted driver, impaired driver, and stop sign and right-of-way violations.
Okay, very good. Now, will this only apply to, say, like the main roadways, the highways? Are you also going to be possibly focused on some of the secondary roads?
Secondary
as well?
Roads, highways, interstates, yep, all the above.
So, never know. You could be turning a corner, and there you guys are, hiding right behind the billboard.
That's right. That's right.
Tom Williams joining us here this morning here from Iowa State Patrol here on 95.1 The Bull. And, of course, with the, you know, like you say, the stats are constantly growing there. Some of the preventables that we can do to avoid, you know, getting that inevitable ticket here from you guys, some kind of tips and tricks of how to kind of keep yourself at bay here.
Well, nearly all of our traffic accidents are preventable. They're all pretty much caused by human error. So we have a choice we can make. We can either choose to obey the law and wear the seatbelts and slow down and not drive distracted, or we can choose not to. But those, when we choose not to, they have consequences, and that's either people are going to either be held responsible financially with a ticket, or worse, get in an accident and get hurt, or worse, get killed. So we're just asking that people wear their seatbelt, slow down, don't drive distracted, and we're all responsible. When we're on the road, we're sharing the road with everybody else. We're all responsible for everybody else's safety. So our actions have consequences, and our actions they could result in somebody else's misfortune, I guess, you know.
What are, like, some of the common things that you see when you, like, you say you pull over somebody over there and just something just seems a little bit off, like something was like some the common protocol that you guys do when you're pulling somebody over there?
Well, for whatever reason, we're always we're watching the driver. When we're walking up to the vehicle, just making sure. And then when we're looking into the vehicle, we're just looking for anything that may be out of the ordinary or the odor of, say, alcohol or drugs or things like that.
Okay. And also something to keep in mind besides the common driver here, of course, with an increase in how you've got rideshare programs that are becoming fairly common around the area. Probably not as much in Northeast Iowa, but it is growing there, and not to mention also you've got your delivery drivers like DoorDash, for example. Yep. Same rule applies on that end?
Correct. There's always options out there for alternatives to get a ride home or whatever. You know, call a friend, call a family member, call Uber if they're up here.
Absolutely. Uber, Lyft, the usual there. So Tom Williams joining us here this morning here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. Plenty of options out there, but say if we want to educate ourselves a little bit further going into this weekend on some of the do's and don'ts as we're heading on into the holiday weekend, how can we learn more?
You can follow the Iowa State Patrol on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, look up the GTSB. They have a lot of stats and information on the GTSB website as well.
Very good. Some of the things, again, to keep in mind as we're heading on into this weekend. Tom Williams here joining us here once again on the Morning Roundup. Final words before we get into a holiday weekend, Tom?
I just remind everybody that we're all sharing the road with thousands and thousands of other people, so we need to be responsible when we're on the roadway. Last year, Memorial Weekend, there were 9 fatalities. None of them were alcohol related. That means there were probably high speeds and no seat belts. So just slow down, wear your seat belt, and if you're going to consume alcohol, find a designated driver.
Otherwise, you're going to have that hefty ticket after the weekend.
At minimum.
That's minimum, yes. Tom Williams, once again, joining us here in the Morning Roundup. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
On behalf of the Iowa State Troopers, 9:15 here on the Morning Roundup into Mr. Zach Brown and his band here, 95.1 The Bull.